This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. U.S. President Donald Trump has named conservative appellate judge Amy Coney Barrett as his third Supreme Court appointment, setting off a scramble in the Republican-led Senate to confirm her before Election Day in 5.5 weeks. Speaking at a White House Rose Garden ceremony, Trump praised Barrett as a judge of impeccable qualifications.
Her qualifications are unsurpassed, and her record is beyond reproach.
Trump appointed the 48-year-old Barrett to the Chicago-based 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in 2017. She is a favorite of religious conservatives, a key Trump voter bloc. However, Barrett pledged to serve all Americans if confirmed.
I would discharge the judicial oath, which requires me to administer justice without respect to persons, do equal right to the poor and rich, and faithfully and impartially discharge my duties under the United States Constitution.
If confirmed, Barrett would replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg, a liberal icon on the court who died last week of complications from pancreatic cancer. Senate Republicans have promised a swift confirmation process. Democrats have argued the nomination should have waited until after November's election. Protesters at a central London anti-lockdown rally scuffled with police officers Saturday who were trying to break up the demonstration because of a lack of social distancing. Police said 9 officers had been injured and 16 people arrested for offenses including assaulting an officer and violent disorder. Prime Minister Boris Johnson tightened COVID-19 restrictions this week, telling people to work from home if possible and ordering pubs and restaurants to close early after cases started to climb. This is VOA News.